Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the love of the Spirit. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, when you have love one for another. Lord, thank you for the Holy Ghost of promise. Dwelling in us, it's he who has shared the love of God abroad in our hearts. No man can really love God, but you love us first, Lord. And by that Spirit who dwells in us, we're able to return that love. We give you praise and glory. Thank you, Father, for all you do for us. All that God was, he poured in Christ. All that Christ is and was, he poured into us, the church. Lord, we thank you. The days are not far enough. Peter was testifying and encouraging us, Lord. For all these days, we shall see face to face. We be like as you are. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Until that day, Lord, continue to walk in your precepts in the name of the Lord Jesus. Letting your life, your word, always be that light, the light, the lamp of our feet and light of our path. Lord, we thank you for your word. Blessed be your name, O Lord. An opportunity has come this morning again to share the word of the Lord. Lord, O Father in heaven, Lord, you are the author of this word. No man on earth, O Lord. Only the Holy Spirit of promise who can really make us understand it. Even so, do this morning, Father, as we read it. Father, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We are living in momentous times. Only the blind, even the atheists and so on, they know something is happening upon the face, of the earth. It is time for the church to know the things which know the things which have been freely given unto us. Amen?
Amen.
God has given us so many things to prepare for times like this. Give the church things to prepare us for times like this. So, nothing shall take the church of God on our way. Amen?
Amen.
Bible says, we are not children of the night. We are the children of the day. Amen? That day will not come upon us on our way. Praise the Lord. So this morning, given what is going on around the world today, let's talk about the subject of divine protection. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Divine protection. It belongs to the church. Let's talk about the things which have been freely given to us. And one of them is divine protection. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
In the Bible, there's such a thing as a church in the wilderness. That's right. Such a thing as a church in the wilderness. That's in Acts 7:38. And I will read that just singular verse right here now, Divine protection. Anyway, in Acts 7:38, Bible speaks of the church in the wilderness. That is Brother Stephen, by the Holy Ghost, trying to convince the Jews that this Jesus is the Christ. Amen. He took them to the Old Testament and began to tell them by the Holy Ghost and so forth, not missing any word. Anyway, in Acts 7:38, the church in the, this is he, meaning Moses, that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel we speak to him. I will stop right there. See? The church in the wilderness. As we know, what is the church in the wilderness? As we have said over and over here, the church means the called out ones. Praise the Lord. So they were called out of Egypt. So that was the church in the wilderness. They were called out of the house of bondage. Even today, the New Testament church is not the building, it's not anything, it's the body of Christ. Those who have been called out of the world to live for the Lord Jesus Christ. So now, what is it? And the angel that speaks to Moses, talking about divine protection, let's see some of the things the angel told Moses. Because he said the angel spoke to Moses, right? So let's see some of the things he told Moses, talking about divine protection. In Exodus 15:26, and I read, the angel of the Lord spoke to him, right? I like the book of Exodus, everywhere. And the Lord said unto Moses, almost in every verse, and the Lord spake unto Moses, and the Lord spake unto Moses. Anyway, one of the things he spoke to Moses was this, in Exodus 15:26. If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. See? Now, that is the literal King James rendering of that verse. The other rendering I like is that it's God the author of disease there. When God says, I will not put this disease upon you. It's God the author. No, the rendering, he says, I will not permit, amen, any of these diseases to be upon you. So that was really the, I like that translation better than, you know, I will not put. God is not the author of disease, you know. Satan is the author of disease, and things like that, you know. So I will not permit any of these diseases. Now, think of Egypt as the world today, you know. Now, see, it is so important. This preventive measure against disease concerning God's people, God had to repeat it to Moses 3 times, you know. In Exodus 23, verse 25, I read again. God repeated the same thing to show you how important it is. And God wants people to get it. You know, again, like I said at the beginning of the service, the things which have been freely given unto you and I and to the church of all time, they should know it. How can you use what you don't know that belongs to you? You know, how can you use it? You don't know. How can you use it? So you must know them. Anyway, God began to repeat the same thing. Exodus 23, verse 25. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread, see, and thy water. And the Lord said, I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Again, see, and Moses wrapping up his ministry in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy is the wrapping up of all that God told Moses in all the Pentateuch. So Deuteronomy is where he summarized his ministry, all the things that the Lord gave them, and in that summary, God did not omit this same truth, this same promise in Deuteronomy 7, verse 15. See? And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness. They put A-L-L there, all sickness. No? And we put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee. Again, I will not permit it, the Lord said. That was the technique God talking to the church in the wilderness. So, even later on, that's a report. The psalmist now by the Holy Ghost giving a report of all these churches in the wilderness. And in Psalm 105, 37, here's what the Holy Ghost said by the mouth of David. He brought them forth also with silver and gold. Look at the next clause. And there was not one feeble person among their tribes. 2.5 million people. Praise the Lord. I'm saying that's not one. No? Because of the promise of God. Well, some will say that is the Israelites, right? You know, the church know that the Israelites and so on. But, you know, we have good news here, you know. So we know, originally, this word was spoken to the church in the wilderness, the Israelites. But the same scripture tells us in 2 Corinthians 1:20. For all the promises of God in, pretty much I've read this morning, for all the promises of God in Him, meaning in Christ, see? And in him, meaning Jesus, amen, unto the glory of God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we know it is for us today. Praise God. All of God's promise, whether I told it to Moses or to the church in the wilderness, is for the church of today. To what I've read this morning so far, now it's also for us today. Knowing the things which have been freely given to you and me. If you inherited $1 million, and you know nothing about it, how can you spend it? You can be in penury. See? Jesus has earned these things for us. Divine protection. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
As you know it, begin to pray to you. How do you do it in spiritual terms? By faith. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That is the key to using the things God has given to you. Even your salvation is by faith. By grace are you saved. Through faith. Amen?
Amen.
So everything that's by God is by faith. So it will never fail you. Amen. Praise God. So we have established that is for you, for me today, divine protection, and not only about diseases, but that was going on in the world today, but about other protection as we see as we go here now, you know. So including in the teaching of the Word of God about divine protection for believers is the sublime revelation of Psalm 91. See, part of the program of God, you know, about divine protection. The sublime, meaning the beautiful, you know, wonderful revelation that God gave us in the 94th Psalm. I'm going to read some of them this morning by the grace of God. So this is perhaps the greatest chapter on faith and its reward in the Old Testament. This chapter in Psalm 91, I'm sorry that you know. It contains promises of divine protection for the child of God and his family. Thank God, is the God of the family, amen. By whom all the family in heaven and has his name, amen. Thou shalt be saved and the household. Acts 16:31 and 32. Praise the Lord. The God of the family, and so that you know. We can look at history. We get to it later. Go to Noah. He didn't just save Noah. Only Noah was said to be righteous, right? I didn't hear any of the children called righteous. Praise God. But he saved his household. Praise God. The God of the family. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Anyway, so we get to him later, just in the last second or so, you know. So the promises in this 91st Psalm constitute beautiful examples of the perfect provision that the Lord has made for those who go all the way in obeying the word of the Lord. Isn't that what he told them in the church in the wilderness? And by the grace of God, by the Holy Ghost who dwells in us, and all those things, I mean, by the Spirit of God in us, we are keeping the word of God. Amen. Praise God. We have them that do the will of God by the Spirit of the Lord. After all, he gives the Holy Ghost to them that obey him. Amen. Praise the Lord. All that is of Christ have the Holy Ghost in them. Praise God. So you already, Christ has fulfilled the law for us. Praise God. The law of don't take, don't drink is gone away from us. Praise God. So we are already, by Christ, we are already fulfilling that. The law is fulfilled. He came to fulfill the law for us. No man can have himself. Only 10 commandments. Nobody can keep it and so on, you know. Well, some say, I don't do that. No. If you just default in one of them, you have defaulted in all of them. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
That's why Christ came. Only him. He wrote the law. And you know, he couldn't keep it. The schoolmaster, then he kept the law for us. So all the blessings are us, you know, for us today. So let's begin to look at the promises in the Psalm 91. So that this morning, other scriptures concerning events, you know, the whole world is in lockdown now. You know, like as sister was telling me, I was thinking along the same line. You know, when you talk about the coming, bless your heart, sister, they were shining with us, you know. You never know. We say, Bible say, things can happen overnight. We say it over and over. The church can go off today. Most of the prophecies for the church, only that rapturing faith revival is left for the church. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The rest part of the Jews and the great tribulation. We are in transition time. I mean, for decades. Talking about transition time means the time where the gospel go from the Gentiles to the Jews. Praise God. We are in the mercy of God. You know, the church is just waiting to go up anytime. Can you overnight look at the world? See? You know? So, let's keep on going. So now, the psalm opens. The opens with the qualification of those who are eligible for these promises and so on. And we are told it is anyone who is in Christ, anyone who chooses to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Psalm 91:1, I begin from there. It could be you, it's you and me and so on. Anyone, whosoever will, amen, praise God. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Well, Bible says it's a secret place, right? You as a child of God, you should ever be aware of such a place and dwell in there continually. Amen. Praise God. How? Yeah, it's a secret to the world. You as a child of God, it's not a secret to you. The secret of the law is with them that fear him. Amen. And you are here this morning because you fear the Lord. Amen. You are a Christian because you fear the Lord. Amen. So you know his secret. The world knows. You see? They are on the outer skirts now. They don't know that secret, amen? But God said, you know the secret place of the Most High, amen? So let's talk about India. So, like I said, so even in the book of Job might have alluded to such a place because we read in Job 28, verse 7, though in different language and different wording, the same thing. Because in Job 28, verse 7, here is what he said. There is a path which no fowl knoweth, and which the vulture's eye has not seen. The lion's webs, the webs mean the little lions. How do you mean? Webs means little lions and so on. The lion's webs have not trodden it, nor even the fierce lion, both big and they are not passing through this way and so on. And we believe that even Job, in his experience and his testing, came to discover that secret place during his trial and so forth, because God eventually healed him, right? After what I told you, that you know, and God honored him, and God favored him in the end, and God prospered him, so that he even had twice as much as he had before. See? And when you are doing your best in this secret place, and we come to it later, it doesn't mean that we cannot be tried, amen? So we'll come to that later, no? But we're talking about the preventative now that God put in place for his people. Now, in the second verse, Psalm 91 verse 2, I will say of the Lord, the inspired writer said, the sweet psalmist of Israel, he experienced many things and God used to write things to us. He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, he personalized him, amen? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Take him, your personal savior. He's a personal savior, amen?
Amen.
He's God, but he's my God. Amen? Praise amen. God. You know, in Acts 27, Paul began to boast, the angel of the Lord, whose I am, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In the shipwreck, to that angel appeared to me, the angel of the Lord, whose I am, whom I serve. He was so, praise God.
Hallelujah.
And that's how you personalize God. It's your father, it's my father. He even told us, I go to my father and your father. John 21, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. And my God, in him will I trust. Whom are people trusting now? They have seen the government. Look at the world. The government can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody. David told the secret. Now, it is only the Lord, amen?
Amen?
In him only will I trust. I will talk about that trust a little before I go right now. Trusting in the Lord. Look, what he said in him, in Acts 17:28, that's where you are now. For in him, Jesus, we live. And in him, we have our being, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. That's Acts 17:28. And some the apostles begin to reveal it to us. You are in him, and he is in you. Even in John 15, the Bible says this. You know, I don't have that already. But he says that, I in the Father, and the Father in me. Then he says, you, the Christian, in me, Jesus, and I in you, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Can you see how you are interacting with God? You know, the other time we preach and so on. When the morning stars stand together, when the sons of God shout out for joy, you are in God, amen?
Amen?
Not the day you answer the call at the altar, that's the manifestation of what has been before the world began, amen?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
See? So that's why, now let's begin by this trust. Now, did you know it? I don't know. In Psalm 146, I want to emphasize trusting in the Lord. I want to read a couple of verses right down, you know. So they don't know what to do. They are confused, you know. They don't know the secret place of the Most High. Now, Psalm 146, verse 3. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help.
Mm.
See that? Even Jeremiah the prophet, he to tell us by the Holy Ghost. Jeremiah 17:7. Blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord. That's always a blessing as we trust the Lord daily, amen? Say, blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. See, that's where the blessing is, trusting the Lord. And in Psalm 34, verse 8, who taste and see, and the Lord is good. Blessed, that's blessing, trusting the Lord. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. Psalm 84, verse 12, O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusted in thee. Even Isaiah the prophet is going to tell us in verse 3, 26 of Isaiah, verse 3, thou will keep him in perfect peace. I don't care the world running etter scatter. All you have to do is this. He told us in the Bible, you know, in Isaiah 26, verse 3, thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Amen?
Amen.
That's all you have to do. That's what's going on in the world. Look at the next verse. Trust in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Praise the Lord. That will look any other place. You got all you want in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It's our everything. It's our all in all. He's the all-sufficient one. Amen? God is our sufficiency. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It's your sufficiency. It's my sufficiency. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, Psalm 20 verse 7. Because, it says, some trust in chariots. That's 27 of Psalm. Psalm 20, verse 7. Some trust in chariots. They are trusting in cleaning hand and all the things that clean hand with. Hygiene is good. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
That's a limit to what they can do. Praise God. This is the ultimate, the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I mean, I give it in the Bible and so on. And so, but that's good in that way. But that's not the ultimate. Jesus is the ultimate. Psalm 20, verse 7. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Praise the Lord. Now, so you're talking about that name. Solomon, the wisest man of his time, in Proverbs 18:10. How was he said by the name? The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous rest into it and he said, amen. The name of the Lord Jesus, that name is the Lord Jesus Christ. See, like I said before, in him we live, in him we move, in him we have our being. Let's move up in this psalm quickly. Psalm 91, verse 3. Surely, God said that, brethren, he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. You see, like we always say, this psalm is more important at the end of the age. It's true as, I mean, it's true throughout all the ages, but it's even more important in the age we are living in now. It's written, written for the end of the age. See, not some pestilence and so on. Obnoxious pestilence. What is this idea? You know, and we are seeing it on overnight. Look at the word now. You know, so like a hunter, see, you know, I always say here, a snare of the fowler. As a hunter sets a trap and cunningly conceals it so that when the animal of prey pass by, it will unwittingly fall into the snare that have been prepared. So Satan, with shrewdness of from the Garden of Eden, that evil shrewdness, that evil genius, you know, some of that, you know, set trap, especially for the people of God, you know, to snare them, if possible, and cause them to fail. That what they have been doing for the Garden. But he thought they got to the end of man when he did the Garden, but God had a greater plan, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
As we walk with the Lord, I know, I will always say, he will hang himself with his own rope. Praise
amen.
God. Just keep on trusting God and praising the Lord, shouting the victory, amen?
Amen.
As you dwell under the shadow of the Almighty, you will avoid falling victim of Satan's devices, amen? That's right. You may never even know that the trap has been set. You may pass by, never even realizing the danger that lurks in your pathway because you are dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. But all is well. No, all is well with the people of God, you know, because you have taken the Lord as your fortress and made him your refuge. Praise the Lord. Verse 4 says in Psalm 91, verse 4, he shall cover thee, see, with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Right there, that's such a thing as the wings of the Lord. Amen. That's right. Talking about spiritual things right now. And this is real. More real than any material thing. Yes. Wings of the law. And David in the Psalms and also other prophets in the Bible made mention of it. Let's talk about the wings of the Lord. The Bible says so. In Psalm 17, verse 8. The Lord, yeah. Such as the wings of the Lord. Psalm 17, verse 8. Keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings. Amen. The wings of the Lord. How do you say like that? You know, spiritual things right now, you know. So the wings of the Lord. In Psalm 63, verse 7. Because thou hast been my head, David said, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. Amen. There is more. Psalm 36, verse 7. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O Lord God. Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. See? Say in Psalm 61, verse 4. I will abide in the tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. Say that. Praise the Lord. See? There are such a thing as the wings of the Lord. You know, his dimensions are infinite. Amen. He's dwelling in you by the Holy Ghost. And I'm going to see it later. His angel encamps around you. Praise God. You cannot measure him. Amen. Just let yourself go. Amen. And you get to just enjoy the infinite blessings and glory of the Lord.
Amen.
Even when Boaz, you know, in the book of Ruth, Boaz was blessing Ruth, you know, when she was gleaning, that faithful my type of the true church, you know. I stick with the Lord, no matter what catastrophe came, you know. He stick with Jehovah religion, amen. Praise God. I mean, you have been converted, right? I can go back to that beggarly that are called gods of the Moabites that are not gods have experienced the salvation of Jehovah. Amen. How we go, whether you go, whether you die, I will die in our own time. I don't let you know. Anyway, let's see the blessing that Boaz gave him, gave this little woman by the wings of the Lord. Even back then, all spiritual people of all time, they knew about these wings of the Lord, you know, in Ruth 2, verse 2. Here's what Boaz said to Ruth. The Lord recompense thy worker, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wing, see that, thou hast come to trust. Praise the Lord. Men, holy men of all times, even Boaz, you know, knew the type of Christ, right? You know, who can redeem Ruth, Elimelech and so on, and others he has, you know, so the type of Christ. Bible calls him a man of great wealth, you know, the type of Christ, you know, the kinsman redeemer, you know, and that's right, the Lord is the kinsman redeemer. Anyway, so with the idea, even they know about the wings of the Lord, so we have to know these things. You just enter into it by faith, amen. It touched me, that's what you need. Malachi 4:2, the closing of the Old Testament canon. Hear what is said about the Lord. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
See? All over the Bible. All spiritual men of us are made by the wings of the Lord. So do we know today? See, we just know it by faith. And we activate and we are in it by faith. Amen. We are getting in it by faith. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
In Psalm 57, let me just include that. 57, 1 of Psalm, verse 1 of Psalm 57. The Bible says, to the chief musician, Artaxerxes, whatever, and so on, Psalm of David, and so on. He said, be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusted in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings, will I make my refuge.
Amen.
Until these calamities be overpassed.
Amen.
Now the world is in calamities, right?
Yeah.
Where are you going to be staying, amen? You see, we are God, so you know, under the shadow of his wings, amen?
Amen.
In the secret place of the Most High, that is the only safe place, praise God.
Amen.
That is the only one and safe place. The name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the strong tower, the blood of the Lord Jesus, amen? The word of the living God. So we see that there, you know, this calamity. It's all over the world. See, it's right here. And God promised us protection against all these things, see? The things which have been freely given unto us. Verse 5 of Psalm 91. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that fleeth by day, nor for the pestilence, see that one, that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noontime. So, yeah, so you see, like I said, this psalm is notable, especially God's promise for the last days. In these last days, so we talk about the arrow that fleeth by day, that speaks of many things in our day, in this nation especially. The arrow that speaks by day speaks of guns pervading every. There's no night. You don't. Somebody was shot over there. Every night in the news. See what I'm saying? Every night, almost. I'm telling that, you know. So this arrow that flies by day talks about things like guns pervading the whole place in our time. This nation in particular. I'm telling that, you know. And you know, even in schools and so forth. You know, we are seeing all kind of catastrophe in the among school children. Can you imagine such a thing? I'm saying that, you know, it speaks of missiles. You know, but it's an arrow, right? Missiles. Israel expresses it daily. After that, you know, see, for listening to them originally, and they didn't even know it. You know, but God is protecting them too, of missiles such as those that fired on Israel almost daily by our enemies around. Then this sound, this verse talking about pestilences. That speak of all kind of modern diseases and so on, that you know. And these are the things the Lord has spoken before when he was closing, telling them what shall be hereafter, what shall be at the end of the age. Let me get one in Luke 21, verse 11, talking about pestilences, right? It's a sign of the end time. My sister was sharing with me, you know, before the service and so on, that she knows that these things are the signs of the end of time. How true that is, sister. You know, so Luke 21 verse 11, of all the signs, the Lord said will be at the end of time. And 21 verse 11, and great earthquake, that we see almost all the time, right? You know, and shall be in diverse places. And look at this, and famine. Don't think because we are in the bread basket here today, that the famine all over the world, praise God. see, it's happening, and some of that, you know. And I look at the pestilences. And the Lord spoke these words. We have had the black plague, the bubonic plague, and all kind of things are happening to the world. God carried out to steer them up to repent, right? Now the world, all over the world, see, overnight, see, the Lord said pestilences. Don't forget, this Luke 21 was spoken when they asked him, showing the temple and so on, matter of only and so on, you know, how busy the temple was and so on. And Lord said, there shall come a time when there shall be no stone left upon one another in this temple. And it happened truly after that, you know. And then, so then he said, and the signs, the end of the war, and the signs of your coming. That's when he spoke these prophecies, right? And he said, near is coming, there shall be pestilences. Now the world is facing the same thing. Maybe the last one. Anyway, so the word is here. So the Lord spoke these things and so on. No, but it's coming again. When he gave these prophecies, then the so-called coronavirus that is currently sweeping the world is another sign that the coming of the Lord draws nigh. Amen. Lord says so. Praise God. See? Luke 21 says so. So we wish the world we wake up to know the hour of their visitation. See? So the elect of God, especially, you know, we can go up anytime according to His word. Now the Bible talks about the destruction that's wasted. You know, that speaks of what modern day weapons. See? This is just one of the evil events of the end time, you know. So, you see, of modern day weapons of mass destruction, including what? Atomic and hydrogen bombs. See? See, destruction that wasted at noon day, right? And the nuclear power reactors, we have one here, and biological and chemical weaponry is all here. The Lord speaking these things. Where there was none of it before, and so that, you know. Are just one of them happening right now? Pestilences. And any of these things can really happen. You know? Go to Russia, you know? They have a nuclear reactor. Chernobyl. No, up till now, nobody can live in that area anymore. The Lord says so. Pestilences and so on, you know? Weapons of mass destruction, you know? So, now, only the hand of God. He that letteth is letting. This is the beginning of sorrows, really. Anyway, all these are indicative of fearful judgments that are about to sweep the earth, greater than any that has yet appeared. And the Lord warned in Matthew 24, I want to read that right now, you know. The Lord warned in Matthew 24, verse 24, for there shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be. All these things are just the harbinger of evil, things to come upon the face of the world. So terrible, the Bible tells us here that so terrible will it be that the Lord will have to shorten the time, amen? Otherwise, God says, no flesh shall be saved. Even what is going on right now, thank God for the praying saints, amen? Praise the Lord. We have gotten words, brethren, but I mean, those who are spiritually minded, we know the dimension that the devil made. And by the way, they can call it anything. This is an unclean spirit, amen? Right from the pit, praise the Lord. Amen. And come in the name of the virus, so called virus, an unclean spirit, and so on. You know, that are coming from the pit, what will wipe out humanity. But we tell you, Satan, he that letteth is still letting and is still here, amen?
Amen.
Until he be taken out of the way. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we see that there, so the Lord says, hey, that is in Matthew 24, 22, the Lord said it, and except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. That's how bad it will be at the end of time. God has to cut time. Praise the Lord. Otherwise, you know, there shall no flesh be saved. It could be atomic destruction, the hydrogen bomb, could be pestilence, can wipe out the whole earth in a moment. But God won't let Satan do it. Praise the Lord. Now, let's go on. Let's move forward in this thing. So, thou shalt not be afraid. That is in a that's what we just said. Thou shalt not be afraid, right? Despite all these things, the Lord cautions you and I as his people not to be afraid. So, as you learn to dwell in the secret place of the Most High, you need not fear any of those things coming upon the earth. But rather, you are enjoined to look up and rejoice, for your redemption is at hand. Amen.
Amen.
That is in Luke, the same chapter where the Lord said this thing, that's what he said to his elect. Luke 21:26. 6 and 28 and so 36, men's heart failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. Verse 28 says this to his people. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draws nigh. Amen. That is a portion of God's people. Praise the Lord. And let us say we are put us right here. Don't be afraid now. These things must need be. Amen. Now we say these things must need be. Praise the Lord. Now, in 1 John 4:18, talking about fear now. Don't let fear grip your heart. Amen. So in 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. See, the world is tormented. See, because they are fearful, their heart will be failing left and right for fear. Because they don't, why? They are not dwelling in the secret. They don't know the secret place, right? They are not dwelling there. See, he that feareth is not made perfect in love. So God is telling you, don't be afraid. Those things must need to be. You know. In 2 Timothy 1:7, the Lord begins to tell us again not to fear. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, amen, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Antidote to fear. You know, for God's children and so on, you know. Even David said in Psalm 23, verse 4, I will fear no evil. The only reason is because thou art with me, amen. Praise the Lord. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. The Lord said, I am with you always, right? To the very end of the world. So you do not fear any evil. So God has built an edge about you, about me. And Satan can't touch you, really. You know? Can't do it, you know? The only thing he can do it is this. And we are taught in the book of Job, brother. So there's an edge around you. Don't break that edge by continually living in fear. Amen? That is the only tool that Satan can use to really break that edge, you know. So don't be fearful and so on like that, you know. So read it to Job, you know, in Job 3:25. First of all, in Ecclesiastes 10:8, you know, this edge around you, I mean, the Bible says, whosoever breaketh an edge, his serpent shall bite him, you know. So, and the only way you can let that happen is if you begin to fear continually. Praise the Lord. So that's what happened to Job. In Job 3:25, he was his own confession. For the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, Job said, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. So we are told that was put there so that we don't fear that example. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Fear not. You know, in John 14, the Lord told you this. I mean, John 14:27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You have control by the Holy Ghost, you know. When you are fearful, say to yourself, David, I shall fear no evil. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord just said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't let it. Give your authority right there. Let's move on now. Verse 7 of Psalm 91. It shall not come nigh thee. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
1,000 shall fall at that side, and 10,000 at the right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with our eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. God said, won't come down. That should be your confession. Amen.
Amen.
I don't care. 1,000, 10,000, infected, whatever. God Almighty, who cannot say, shall not come nigh you. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And then let me tell you what God is saying here. He has proved it throughout the ages. Let's get about 2 or 3 examples right now. You know, so you have a place to really make your faith standing upon the word of God. He says, shall not come nigh you. That settles it forever. Amen. Now, let's see how God did it in the past and so on. God spared Rahab and her household. Even the old city of Jericho perished, was burnt up, and our Lord, amen, can you see, who recognized God's hand, amen,
amen.
And they fear the Lord, and they have and respect the people of God. That's how to fear God, right?
Amen.
You say you fear, and you don't respect God's people, you're deceiving yourself, right?
Amen.
And without going to read the story of fear, I will just show you, our Lord, let me read the testimony in Joshua 6, verse 21. See, I'm showing you now, what God is telling you not to be afraid that 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 he has put it over the ages, amen? So you can have a strong faith. In Joshua 6:21, and they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, and young and old, and ox and sheep and ass, with the edge of the sword. Joshua and his army, right? But Joshua has said unto the two men that had spied out the country, go into the harlot's house right there, and bring out thence the woman and all that she has, and say as ye swear unto her. And the young men that were spies went in and brought out Rahab and her father. Look at the family right now. And her father, and her mother, and her brethren, and all that she had. See? The God of the family. And they brought out all her kindred. So you can extend God's umbrella over your household, amen? All that are relating to you. Even the kindred, that's all that you know. That's right. That's right, amen. And let them without the camp of Israel. And they burned the city with fire and all that was therein. And Joshua saved Rahab, the harlot, alive, and her father's household, and all that she had. Praise the Lord. Show you an example that the word of God is true. Back then, it's true today. When they say 1,000 will fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, he's going to do it. He's doing it right now. Let me show you another time. Back in Egypt, in Goshen, 10 plagues ran over Egypt and so on. Not a single one of them touched the children of Israel. Amen. Praise the Lord. See? Children of Israel were protected from the 10 plagues. Water turning to blood, the plague of the frogs, the plague of lice, the plague of lice all over their house, livestock, pestilence, destroy all their cattle and things like that. You know, plague of boils. They were all, Egypt was filled with boils. They were all, you know, infected with boils and things like that, you know. Hail came upon all of them. Locusts came and eat their forest and so on. Darkness and came upon all the land of Egypt and so on. And even the killing of the firstborn children. But God protected the children of Israel. Amen. Praise the Lord. Can you imagine the whole Egypt was afflicted and so on, but God protected them. So that's what God is telling you today. That even if 1,000 fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, you cannot come near you. Praise the Lord. Faith with you has promised. Who also will do it? Even Noah, like I said before, Noah, Lot, and their families were spared, you know, the destruction of their time. In the second book of Peter, is succinctly summarized what I'm talking about right now. Divine protection in the time of calamity, you know. So in 2 Peter 2:5, without going to the original text for this protection and so forth, you know, that the Bible gives us in 2 Peter 2:5, and spared not the old world, but save Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. See, coming back, the old world of them perish. Can you see how God can separate and protect his people, no matter how many other people perish? You see, what I start to bring out here. Now, verse 6 says, that not only Noah, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly. Now watch this. And deliver just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked, for that righteous man dwelling among them in sin and hearing vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The Lord knoweth. See that one? Look at this verse, verse 9 now. The Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations. Amen? He does know how to restore the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. So, just recently in that verse, you see, in two generations, you know, in the time of the flood, in the time of Sodom, how God selectively, you know, fear his people while the other perish, you know. So when he says, it doesn't fall at your time, aside, and 10,000 at your right hand, even like in times like today, God's word is true. Praise God. Amen. Now, the glory of the Lord is upon you. Brethren, Isaiah 60, verse 2. For behold, The darkness shall cover the earth. See, separation. And gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Praise the Lord. Doesn't matter whether the whole world is in darkness and so forth. This is God's, this is your inheritance in the Lord. This is God's plan and provision for you. Knowing the things which have been freely given to you and I. Verse 10 now. Going to verse 91, verse 10. There shall no evil befall thee. Amen. These are the things you take care of yourself every day. There shall no evil befall you, whether it's of a plague of pestilence. God said there shall no evil befall thee. This includes divine protection against accidents. This is a faith of the gospel that has scarcely been touched or appropriated by the church today to the fullest extent and so on, you know. But times that this is teaching us to take a hold of these promises, amen, because they are ours, you know. Yes, no doubt, times without number, the saints of God have been divinely protected against evil. We know that. So we should know these things and take a hold of them. Even the Lord's Prayer includes the invocation. You get, no evil shall befall thee, right? Even the Lord's Prayer includes the invocation in Matthew 6:13. Deliver us from evil, amen?
Amen.
That should be a prayer made by every Christian, every passing day, amen? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's right. If that's the only way you know how to pray, I'm telling you, it cover all the facets of life. Praise God.
Amen.
That's right. Teach us how to pray. The Almighty God, you know, it cover every facet of your need, your spiritual need, even the kingdom of God, amen? Praise God. If you do it by faith, it's there for you. So now, in the scriptures, often the term evil includes not just the thought of iniquity, but disaster and tragedy. While many Christians, even devout Christians, may have been experienced accidental and misfortune, yet the promise has been given that no evil, in the sense of permanent misfortune, will come near you at all. We may be tested, we may be tried, but all is said and done. No evil or permanent misfortune will come to the child of God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let us keep our eyes on the Lord and his promises. Now, even more on this thing, this evil thing, in Psalm 121, verse 7, the Lord shall preserve you from all evil.
Amen.
Don't you like the war or praise the Lord?
Amen.
Whether it is pestilence, whatever it might be called evil, Bible promises you, be from all evil. Now, Christ deliver us from this evil world, amen?
Amen.
Now, because you say you're talking in the Psalms, how about New Testament? Galatians 1:4. Who, meaning Christ, gave himself for us, for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, amen?
Amen.
What an evil world it is, you know, according to the will of God and our Father. Galatians 1:4. Now, Psalm 91, no plague to corner your dwelling, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. So as you dwell in the fullness of the blessing of the 94th Psalm, you are promised something better than even healing. This morning we're talking about prevention. Amen. It won't come near you. Healing is just one phase of God's blessings. But going to the root of even none of this things coming near unto you. You see? So when the plague cannot touch a man's family or household and so on, not even need healing at that time as well. So, God, this is God's best for his people. Prevention, preservation, prevention from all this evil and so on. So, what is a glorious blessing to go through life, divinely protected from plagues and the works of the devil. Yet, this is for you, this is for me, and the Lord has made it available for you and I. Let's take by faith that will belong unto us. Now, verse 11, we are going to finish up now, verse 91 of Psalm, verse 11. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. I always like that, to keep you in all thy ways, you know. So God's angels are with you. And in Psalm 34, verse 7, talking about the angel of the Lord, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that feareth him and delivereth them. So the angel of the Lord has given them charge to keep you in all your ways. Like in times like this, you are going somewhere, and all that you're talking about now in pestilence and so on, like somebody was saying in the morning, all you have to do is this. Wherever you go, take dominion, amen. I come to that one. Take charge in the name of the Lord Jesus, amen.
Amen.
While they sick near you, they get healed, amen.
Amen.
So you can't be infected. Praise God. The Lord was said to have even dwelt in the house of one Simon called the leper, right? The Lord was there. He didn't cast leprosy, did he? Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. He touched who's all kind of people that are diseased. He didn't catch any of them. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You take charge in the name of the Lord. Because that's one quickly right now, you know. So you see. Now in verse 13, you have dominion over all the power of the devil. Because in verse 13 of Psalm 91, thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. And so we know that in the book of Peter, so this verse, as we read, you know, it clearly alludes to Satan. No matter what that are saying in that verse, and to Satan and so on. Who goes about, the Bible tells us, as a running lion, seeking whom he might devour. That is in 1 Peter 5:8, if you want to read that one. Anyway, you know, one of the names of the devil is the dragon. To tell you that verse is alluding to Satan, really. You know, we know in the book of Revelation, that devil and so on, called the dragon and so on. So this above glorious promise reveals the power to put Satan on the defense. You see? What I just said in Psalm 91 verse 13, to put Satan on the defense. And more than this, to put the devil underfoot. Amen. You can do it by in the name of the Lord Jesus. You see? So the Lord gave us power over all the power of the enemy. Luke 10:19, I want to read that. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents. Yeah, they are there. All kind of manifestation of Satan and unclean spirit, and spirit of infirmity and something like that, you know. And on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And look at that. And nothing shall by enemies hurt you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Divine protection in the hour we are living in. The Lord wants you to get off the defensive, amen, and on to the offensive. And yes, far from just holding your own, to advance into the enemy's territory and recover those who have been taken captive by this dragon called Satan. You see, that's what I'm saying just now, you know. So anywhere you go, you know who you are, right? Take the dominion. One time, I want to go to a place that we have already booked. Just an event where there will be a crowd just about 2 weeks ago and so on, maybe a week or so. So when they say now, do we cancel this thing? No, I say no, I'm going to cancel it. I just take dominion, amen. Mm-hmm. As soon as we get to that place, I quickly sanctify the whole all with the blood of Jesus Christ, amen.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have compassion. We go beyond defensive, we go on the offensive. Mm-hmm. I say, Lord, in that auditorium, anybody who is infected by any of these things, as that all they shall be healed, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
There's no question of me getting infected. As they come in there, you're going to be healed. Praise God.
Amen.
So just go there and so on. And my friend just came and we went there, that day and so on. So you see, on the offensive, because you're in the secret place of the Most High, you are trusting that the wings of the Almighty is what is true. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So that is how we have to go at this end of the day. See, the word is, the Bible says, the whole creation, they are waiting together in travail, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God, amen. We can't just be hiding and so on. We don't just go anyhow. We just go by divine inspiration, praise God. But you must know what you are doing in the Lord. Okay, now let's quickly finish up here. So angels are at your disposal. And if you need reinforcements, God will give them, amen.
Amen.
Like in the case of Daniel. So Daniel 10 says it all, yes. There are guardian angels to watch over and protect the people of God. Even Hebrews 1:13 says this. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. Verse 14 says, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them, you and I, who shall be heirs of salvation? See? They are all around you. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, even the time of Jacob, the ladder, angel ascended. Old Testament, no thing. Angel ascended and did that much more. The New Testament, so let's finish up here. Now, so, they are to keep us in all our ways, the Bible says. And certainly, they will keep us in all our, according to the word of God. Now, verse 15, as I finish here, verse 15 of Psalm 91. And he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. So we see from this particular scripture that the Lord does not wish anyone to get an impression that when we are working faithfully with law, that we never have any trouble. Praise God. So that we are aware of that, you know. But the thing is this, all those who will live, we know all those who will live godly must enter the kingdom of God through tribulation, not the great tribulation, amen. I gave you scripture in Acts 14:22, that's a clause in there. We must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God, amen. Praise the Lord. Not the great tribulation now. See, I don't know that, you know. The Christian is engaged in the warfare. We know that. Ephesians 6 tells us that. In the complex nature of life, yeah, this life is very complex, brethren. Troubles are about to come. See? Christ had his own Gethsemane, we know that. Paul bore on his body the mark of the Lord Jesus. So, but the point I'm making is this, you know, they live a victorious life, and so can you, amen. Praise the Lord Jesus, you know. So, they were overcomers and defeated Satan at every step of the way, and so can you, amen. We can do all things through Jesus Christ that strengthened us, amen. Not by might, not by power, by my faith, said the Lord. Now, okay, now, it is important to know that deliverance does not automatically come simply because people are children of God. So we don't just cross our hands. When trouble comes, it is necessary to call upon the Lord. Because he shall call upon me, right? And I will deliver him. So God will answer and work a deliverance for his faithful children. Praise the Lord. Now, in Psalm 27, verse 4, check what the Bible says. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. Look at verse 5. For in the time of trouble, such as we are living in now, amen. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock, amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. God gave it to David for you and me. Psalm verse 16 of Psalm 91. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. As the saint of God, you are being you are living under the hand of divine protection, amen. I remind you now, as a child of God, you are living under the hand of divine protection. In John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, see, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Amen. And verse 29 says, my Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. In Colossians 3:3, to see who you are, where you are at. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is our life, these are all my future scriptures, shall appear, then shall we appear with him in glory. In Hebrews 2:14, to close here, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also, in our Lord Jesus Christ, likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had, a lot that past participle, had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear, you see how you don't want to let fear dominate your life, who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject into bondage. See, the Lord defeated death and everything like that, you know. What a glorious life. Surely this life in Christ is now. More importantly, that we have in Christ. And that my last scripture is in John 10:10. Just remember this. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly. Praise the Lord. So divine protection is all yours. Amen. It is accomplished. It's all yours. Use it daily by faith. Dwell in that secret place of the Most High day by day. And the Lord is faithful to his word. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus. You call the end from the beginning, Lord. And you know what shall be at this end of the age. And we have been equipped, and we have been, you know, equipped to deal with the situation at this close of the age.
Lord, the Holy Ghost, you know, the blood of the Lord Jesus, the Word of God. Lord, so we thank you, Lord. You have equipped us, you have prepared us. So, Lord, we thank you. As you have admonished us, Lord. Lord, as we apply this protection, Lord, we go out militantly, Lord, to bring deliverance to the captives, in the name of the Lord Jesus. That is our mission. That's only one mission. Go set the captives free in the name of the Lord Jesus. When we ourselves are dwelling in that secret place, we don't just stay there. This word, the Bible says, though, he loves the world, they are saying he hated. So therefore, Lord, Satan won't have it the way he thought, Lord. And even what is going on now, Lord, and we know your children, we are standing up and telling this plague, go away in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And you will not destroy this race.
Amen.
God, you know, it's God's property, you know, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you this morning. The Lord will hear our cry. God will serve our deliverance in the name of the Lord Jesus. Those families who have been bereaved, Lord, oh Father, Lord, let them set their eye upon you right now. Lord, oh Lord God, at this word, at this hour, you know, maybe the final warnings are here. In the name of the Lord, help, Lord, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, reveal to them to call upon the name of the Lord, not by their own self, Lord, while intercession are going up to heaven in the name of the Lord. One of the blessings we are asking for, men and man to call upon the name of the Lord, that they might be delivered in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Now, Father God, and we also pray. The Bible tells us, not all men have faith. We know that, Lord. So we thank you for the medical profession, Lord, oh God. It's because all men have no faith that you put medicine to the understanding of men. You show men how the body works, Lord. And able to come up with different things. So because not all men have faith, we pray that you will help, that they may come up quickly, Lord, with a way to deal with this plague in the name of the Lord Jesus. That many might be saved, Lord, and not perish and die like that, Lord. For if they die, how can they repent, Lord? And we know you don't will that any man should perish, that all should come to the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ. So because of this, Lord, let there be a solution. While we take charge of the spiritual, Lord, by rebuking this unclean spirit, that he go back to the pit where he came from. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray that we help the human race, Lord. Lord, give them intellect and soul on what to do, Lord, in the name of the Lord, that your name will be glorified, that many will turn unto God. Let them see now how overnight they can be over with. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, don't let them, when it is all over now, don't let them all go back to their bath again, drinking and orgy and all that kind of thing like that, Lord. Let this, no, this thing you have permitted, Lord, let it turn the heart of many to seek the Lord.
Amen.
That many will be saved.
Amen.
Lord, grant it, Father.
Amen.
We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We thank you for being with us this morning, Lord. We commit every of our need to the Lord. Father God, you promise us you will supply all our need according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Lord, not only ourselves, our household, our extended family, Lord. We have seen how gracious you are, Lord. No matter what the need are, Lord, Lord, they are supplied, you know, in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we receive by faith in Jesus' name. Lord, you will not withhold anything good from us, you said. Lord, you open up your hand. Satisfy the desire of every living thing. So we receive this money by faith, all that we need, and our loved ones. Father, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Is there any prayer request before we close? Is there any prayer request? If not, just sing a song of thanksgiving. Sing what the Lord has done.